I think with Mr. Diefenbaker, he was a professional politician. That was all that his life was about. And he didn't know how to run anything. I mean, that it sounds really simplistic, but I think there's a lot of truth in it, that when he became Prime Minister in 1957, his formative experiences had been running a very small law office and spending a huge amount of his time in politics. He was suddenly placed in the position of being the Prime Minister, and he didn't know how to organize people to work with him. He'd never worked with more than two or three people in his law office. All of a sudden he was working with a cabinet, he had a big office staff, he had all of this. He had no experience, and he simply didn't know how to organize the decision-making process. And he himself found it very, very difficult to make a decision. It took him way too long to make a decision. You know, if he was genuinely consulting people and listening to them, it might have been okay. But although he consulted, he didn't really pay any attention to the advice that he got from people. In the end, he was a procrastinator. So he just couldn't make decisions.